Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, welcome to New Life Church.
We are a church committed to changing lives.
And we want to be in a community that's diverse.
And having a radical impact on this world for Christ.
And if you'd like to connect with us more, you can go to our Instagram and Facebook pages or our website.
Now let's lift our voices together to sing the praises of our loving Savior.
Let's worship our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Let's worship.
So close.
Thank you, worship team, for leading us in worship. My name is Joshua Sullen. I've been a member of New Life for 7 years, and we will be hosting this week's Sunday service.
It's the third Sunday in the season of Advent, a time of waiting for the coming of Christ. Each week, along with our reflection reading, we'll light a candle to remind us of this time of waiting. You are welcome to set up 5 candles of your own at home. Today we light the third candle of Jesus.
Mary of Nazareth was a young woman engaged to marry a man named Joseph. One day, as Mary sat in her room praying, a bright light shone around her, and the angel Gabriel appeared to her with a powerful message.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I'm a virgin? The angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of God will overshadow you. Then Mary said, Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me as you have said. Luke 1, verse 26.
Let's light the candle. Merry Christmas.
The whole earth is holding its breath, waiting for what is to come. Everyone has the feeling it will be something wonderful, something different from anything God has done before. On Christmas Eve, we will hear the ending, or really a new beginning to this story. Until then, let us wait for the prophets, with Elizabeth and Zechariah and baby John, and Mary and Joseph, anticipating good news of great joy.
Let us pray. Dear God, with joy we acknowledge your care and love for us. With joy we acknowledge that our help is in you, the maker of heaven and earth, our maker and our remaker through the life and death of the one born in Bethlehem. Through faith in him, grant us solid joy that lasts long beyond this Christmas season and that equips us to face the challenges of life. Amen.
We have an announcement this morning. Our annual missions catalog is now available throughout the month of December. This is a great and creative way of supporting New Life's partners and missionaries, of which I am one. We invite you to prayerfully consider how you can partner with God's mission throughout the world through this catalog. And the catalog is available in the New Life Encourager or on our website. We will now be taking our offering this morning. The offering today is for Resonate Global Mission, the denominational missions agency of the Christian Reformed Church. Resonate exists to see God's mission go forward in both global and local contexts, and I have the privilege of serving there one day a week. If you'd like to learn more how to give, you can check out the link below in the video description. Please join me in prayer. Father, we thank you that your mission is yours, and you invite us to join you in it. And so we pray that you would bless these gifts that we give this morning and that more harvest workers would engage your mission field today in the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Kids, Pastor Sam has put together a video and an activity sheet. All these materials can be found in the video description or our website.
Every month, New Life Kids starts a new series. Our Christmas series this month is called Light It Up, not just because of the colorful lights you see hanging on houses and trees, but because we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the light of the world. Woohoo!
Woo!
If you want you and your kids to get more out of the weekly videos, there are some reflection prompts following the lesson that can help your family dig deeper into each lesson. Now would be a good time to pause this video and set up your kids, and when we can come back, you will be joined by Pastor Nathan. That's it. Thank you so much.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Well, so baptism is just this wonderful testimony that God has given us of his promises. His promise to always love us, to always forgive us, and to save us into life. And God established those promises right from the beginning with Adam and Eve, on to Noah, to Abraham, to the people of Israel, all the way up until Jesus. And especially at this time of year when we celebrate Christmas, it's the fulfillment of God's promises to always love us. And so as parents, you present this child before God in response to those promises with anticipation that one day your child also will respond to those promises. So we ask you, do you profess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and affirm the promises of God made to you and your children in his word? Do you promise to instruct this child by word and example with the help of the Christian community in the truth of God's word and in the way of salvation through Jesus? And do you promise to pray for him and to teach him to pray? And do you promise to nurture him within the body of believers as a citizen of Christ's kingdom? What is your answer?
We do.
And together, we are, as we witness this baptism, we are also making promises. And so I invite you to respond with, we do, God helping us. Do you welcome this child in love? And do you promise to pray for him and encourage him and help nurture him in the faith? What is your answer?
We do, God help us.
So Luke and Stephanie have named their second child Judah Daniel, which are both Hebrew names. And Judah means praise or thanksgiving, and Daniel means God is my refuge. So I've chosen this verse for Judah, and hopefully you can pass this on to him as well. It's from Exodus 15, verse 2, part of Moses' song. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. So at this time, let's baptize Judah. Judah Daniel Van Huysen, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gift of these children, for Luke and Stephanie. And God, thank you for the opportunity to raise children to know you and to love you. And so we pray for a blessing upon the Van Huysens. We pray, God, that you will give them strength and wisdom day by day, that you will bless them with so much joy and happiness in raising their children and as a family that they may rejoice and glorify you. And so, Father, place your spirit upon them that each day they may find their strength in you and find their wisdom from you. We pray that all glory and honor will be given to you as they raise this family. And so we pray too, God, that you will help us to be faithful in surrounding them with love and encouragement and blessing as they seek to raise this family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what a wonderful opportunity to celebrate God's faithfulness in baptism, and a great thing to be able to celebrate together, even though we've been virtual. And looks like we'll be virtual for some time now. Nevertheless, we want to encourage you to celebrate and to grab a hold of the goodness of God and his faithfulness. And so we're in this series of messages called A Christmas To-Do List. And we're reminding ourselves of some of the important things that we cannot let go in our Christmas celebrations, despite the fact that there are many things that we cannot do this particular Christmas. And so we've reminded ourselves of the importance of believing, like Mary, Mother Mary, who was the model of faith and believing. We've reminded ourselves of the importance of obedience and what it means to live in the new righteousness patterned after Christ's self-sacrifice. And today, we want to talk about singing and the importance of singing at Christmas. And so I've invited Janessa along and our worship pastor. Welcome, Janessa.
Thank you.
And it's great to be able to share in the dialogue of a sermon. And we're going to reflect on the story of the angels, and Janessa's going to read that for us.
Yeah, our passage today comes from Luke 2, 13, verse 15. It says, "Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord God has told us about.'"
You know, I'm not sure that I've ever actually reflected on the fact that of how peculiar it is that this particular story is in the middle of the Christmas story. And so I've been reflecting on that, thinking, I wonder why the angels show up at this particular time. And I think it's Luke's way of communicating the wonderful news that in the birth of Christ, heaven and earth come back together. As in, you know, going back to the Garden of Eden when heaven and earth were joined together. They were one. And then obviously broken in the fall. And now Luke is saying, with the coming of the angels singing, coming down to earth, it's like now heaven and earth are being joined together.
Yeah, and I think that creates this beautiful sense of joy.
Yeah,
like you said, heaven and earth are coming together, and it brings great news of great joy. And that's one of the reasons why we have singing on our to-do list, because we sing for joy, and we sing to proclaim the news of God coming to the world. And I think in this pandemic time, I think we have a lot of reasons not to sing and a lot of reasons perhaps to even despair, but
to just let it go.
Yeah. But it is really important, and why you chose to put this on our sermon series list to sing.
Yes. It's something we cannot neglect, in fact.
Yeah.
Because joy has come to the world. And so that's one of our biggest to-do lists, I guess, or it's certainly at the top of our to-do list, is to sing for joy.
Yeah.
There's this connection, too, it seems, right, between singing and joy. Well, we were talking about angels, and my perception of angels is usually about guardian angels. Yours is different.
I usually associate angels with worshiping and singing together.
And the book of Revelation, in fact, says that's basically the job of angels, is this constant singing, which is maybe where we get the idea that when we go to heaven, we'll just be, you know, singing for eternity, which for some people is exciting, and for other people is like, oh, no. I think, so Luke picks up on, you know, if the job of the angels is to worship God in song, and the angels are coming down to earth, it's an invitation for us also to be in song as we celebrate, certainly as we celebrate the Christmas season, and to not neglect that.
Yeah, and he talks about singing not just in this particular passage that we just read, but in three other songs in his gospel: the Song of Mary, the Song of Zechariah, the angel song, and then the Song of Simeon and Anna.
Yeah,
and it's so important, and he re-emphasizes it every time there is a song.
Song, in fact, I mean, if you start thinking about it, song is everywhere in Scripture. I mean, the whole, I mean, it's got a whole book, right? The book of Psalms is about singing. And in fact, many of the Psalms invite us to sing a new song, right? And certainly, I think that's what, in part, what Luke is conveying here. And yeah, it's just hard to praise God apart from singing. I mean, I had that experience when I challenged myself to just give praise to God each morning that I went to work. And so I'm driving all by myself. And as awkward as it was, I mean, I would just start out, just saying things about praise to God. And it seems inevitably it went into song or into some kind of singing. It was kind of an odd experience because it wasn't good singing and it wasn't great songs. But somehow praise and singing go together automatically.
Yeah, yeah. I even like the part that you mentioned of singing alone, like how important it is to remind ourselves that singing is not a performance. I think we get caught up in the Christmas season of singing the best song and the best ballad with the vocalist that can do every bit of hit all the notes. But it is, and we have to remember that it is an offering, and it's a returning of a breath that God gave us, and we're returning his praise to him. Yeah. And so that's why also one of the things that we have on our tasks to do is to do our virtual choir.
Yeah.
And we think often you mentioned maybe you don't have the best voice, but singing together is such an important task and is such an important thing that we do. You can't get through Christmas without singing, seems. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not about the performance, right? It is that offering, that sense of offering. So singing is for joy, right?
Yes.
It's just inextricable. I mean, it's probably even an understatement to say that, right? Singing for joy. But singing, we also include it in the to-do list because singing is for hope as well. And I think that's perhaps easy to ignore, but dangerous to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in fact, hope answers the question in wondering about this story and the shape of it and why Luke tells it at this particular juncture. Hope answers the question, why do the angels sing to the shepherds in a dark field? I mean, right? And if it was about the concert, I mean, Luke seems to present that it was an amazing performance nevertheless. But if it was about the performance, if it was about the concert, then the angels probably should have sang, say, in Jerusalem, where they would have had the opportunity to sing to a larger crowd and impress a much more sophisticated group of people. But they go to shepherds. Shepherds were the lowest dreg of society. I mean, they were at the bottom. They were the losers of society. And so what Luke is telling us here is that message of salvation, a message of hope, is brought to the hopeless.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, an incredible message that we must not forget in terms of our own singing, that, We sing not only for joy, but we also sing for hope.
Yeah, and constantly throughout the Bible as well, you see Jesus using the people who don't have it all together. And this specific scenario, you're right, angels bringing the message of hope to the hopeless.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is a proclamation of hope. And it is something we also, when we were talking about, we spent a lot of time this week trying to discuss and think about, like, what is singing? Why do we sing? And we spent perhaps too long wrestling with that idea. And one of the vital aspects of why we sing is singing together, a communal act, singing as one voice to give a message of hope to the hopeless. Both Nathan and I have talked about our times and our experiences in choirs.
Yeah.
And that choirs, you singing yourself and solely doesn't sound as good when you're singing together in a congregation, in a group of singers together. Yeah.
Indeed, there's something powerful about a choir sound, but also something powerful about the community that is built in choir. And I think I think that's reflective of even congregational song, which is, at least in part, our motivation for even bothering to try to put together this virtual choir.
Yeah.
Is I think it's really important that not only does it sound good, but we also want it to reflect the fact that we are a community, not only that sings together, but in singing together, we are a community that proclaims this amazing message of hope. Right?
Yeah, that's... yeah. And one of the other tasks that we have for singing is singing Christmas carols. And that's just a very tangible example of what you just talked about. We
yeah.
sing together and bring a message of hope. And I would argue that singing brings us together and brings us together as a community more than any other act does.
Yeah. So here's another interesting thing that I discovered in reflecting on this story. Is this pattern that Luke seems to use of first the announcement of the good news,
yeah.
and then the choir of angels proclaiming that same message, mm. right? And then further on in the story, the shepherds repeat that same pattern. They, after they visited baby Jesus in Bethlehem, then Luke says, then they went out to tell people. So they made the announcement, but it's not enough simply to make the announcement. There's also this added thing of proclaiming, and so Luke adds that when the shepherds returned, presumably to their fields, carrying on with their lives, they returned glorifying and praising God, presumably in song then as well, right? And so there's this pattern of not only announcing, but also proclaiming. And that's the powerful thing, I think, that congregational song accomplishes.
Yeah, and it gives us this a beautiful look into restoration that
yeah.
the angels are not only praising singing down to us, but we are singing back up to them.
And all of creation is being joined together again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yes. We talked about this connection between... one of the few connections between us and angels is that we both worship and we both have this wonderful ability
yeah.
to sing. And it, and even the creation, there's animals that sing.
It's made to sing. Yeah,
yeah. Birds
yes.
and whales and porcupines, they
yeah.
sing too.
Yeah.
And God even tells us if we don't sing that the rocks will cry out in praise.
Even porcupines sing?
Even porcupines
wow.
sing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing you learn in a biology degree, I guess. But yeah, it's this beautiful understanding of renewal that we're constantly
yeah.
creating this wonderful circle of angels singing and us singing back.
Well, and I guess that's the thing we would want to emphasize too, is that we might presume that, well, you know what? It's 2020. The year's been a disaster, so let's not even bother with singing this year.
Yeah.
And yet, it's so important for us to sing,
yeah.
right? Because of that message of not only joy, but also that message of proclaiming the restoration of all things. That invites us into song. And I don't think we should easily dismiss that. Or simply say, let's not sing this year.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this year more than ever, we ought to, perhaps even as hard as it is, to practice singing.
Yeah, to continue to do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So singing for joy is one of the primary things that we're emphasizing, I think, and that Luke is conveying in this story, but also singing for hope. And those are the two things that we want to remind you of as we think of our to-do list. And to say, don't forget to include singing in everything else that you're planning for this Christmas season. Because in this Advent season and Christmas season, we not only celebrate the birth of Christ in Bethlehem, but we're also awaiting Christ to return when he will make all things new.
Absolutely.
And for that, we are grateful.
Yeah. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us the wonderful, beautiful ability to sing, to raise our voices together as a community, to lift up your voice and to give our praise as an offering to you. We thank you that we can sing for joy, that in the Christmas story, there is a beautiful, beautiful story of joy, that you gave your only Son to us, fully human, fully God, to be the Savior, to be our King of Kings. And we thank you that we can spread this joy and your good news to the world. We thank you that we can sing for hope. Much like the shepherds, we may seem, or it may feel sometimes like we're hopeless, especially in 2020. Mm-hmm. But we thank you for this Christmas season, a season that we can again proclaim the hope and to spread hope throughout the entire world. We pray for this Christmas season. We pray that you love those who feel joyless and be with those who feel hopeless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well then, go into this week, and with all of your Christmas preparations, don't forget to sing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face of love towards you and give you his peace. Amen.
Amen.
privilege to be able to join with all of heaven to sing praises to our mighty King. Pastor Nathan and Janessa talked to us today about the privilege and our duty to sing in response to the glory of God. And now, the time you've all been waiting for, it's time to see what our challenges are for this week. First, participate in our New Life Virtual Choir as part of our Christmas Bethlehem Walk. You can email jgritter@newlifecrc.ca for more information. Second, go social distance Christmas caroling, and there's a small hymn book included in your bag. Third, spend your Sunday morning singing with your family around the piano, with the guitar, or along with YouTube videos. And kids, your challenge is to color the Advent coloring page for week 3, Sing, and send it to sbisser@newlifecrc.ca. Speaking of singing, we really miss hearing your voices, and we're so excited for the opportunity to be able to sing together again, so make sure to send in your videos to Janessa for the virtual choir. And also a brief reminder that our Bethlehem Walk event is now going to be virtual in response to the COVID restrictions. Go in peace.